it mean to cast all your cares onto the Lord? And how do you do it? Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson. And you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about how to cast your cares to the Lord and deepen your Christian living. Have you been feeling drained lately? Is your spirit and mind tired of worrying about all that's going on in your life? If so, today's episode is for you. Being consumed with worries, anxieties, and negative thoughts drains your energy, and it really gets you nowhere. I bet you've heard the phrase, let go and let God, but it's hard to let go of all the things you feel responsible for, especially when it seems like the train is going off the tracks. I know, because there was a time in my life when I was trying to manage everything around me. But it was still falling apart. And no matter how much I was striving to manage things in my own strength, it just wasn't working. I read my Bible and I understood that God was telling me to be anxious for nothing, but I sincerely didn't know how to get there. It just seemed too hard to attain and very far away for some reason. But then the Lord, I love that, but then, right? But then God, oh yes, praise you, Father. The Lord directed me to 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, and this is what it says. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And I was like, yes! That sounded so good, but I was like, how do I get there from here? Well, that's what Tammy and I are going to talk about today on the podcast. And I want you to stay tuned to the whole episode because I'm going to share an exercise with you that will help you learn to do this in your life. So Tammy, what are your thoughts as we get started talking about this today?
Wow, this is such an important topic, Jo Heather. It really is. And especially with the way that the world has been lately, I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel like they have more cares than they used to, Yeah. And I know personally for me, you know, I struggled with this for a long time. I mean, it's hard when you're, you know, a struggling single mom and you feel like everything's on your shoulder, everything. I got to provide their attention. I got to provide the meals. I got to provide, you know, a roof over their head, you know, spiritual development, you know, education, all this stuff was on me. I didn't have anybody. Now, my kids are older now. I mean, they're 18 and 20. Yeah. They still need me. But back in those younger days, I really was struggling being able to cast my cares on the Lord. You know, I felt so overwhelmed and I really felt burdened all the time. You know, fear and anxiety was eating me alive. I mean, it was affecting my health. It really was, you know. And then one day, this is the beauty of the Lord. You know, he let me spin around in my little playpen area. And then one day he said, enough. Yeah. And he showed me, because I really believe that God will keep trying different things to get your attention. If one method doesn't work, he'll keep trying something, especially once the hammer in and he wants you to get something because he doesn't want you. The word says so many things about not to be anxious, not to worry. God does not want this for you. Yeah. Right. And so he really hammered in and he showed me a new method on how to trust him. And I'm going to share this life-changing event in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know, so hang on, I'm going to let you know how you can support us. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do, and we stress this all the time, is to share our podcast. We can only reach so many people. But you can reach a lot more people than we will never be able to reach. So by sharing this podcast, you're going to help, you know, our podcast to grow. You're going to be inviting people to have some love and encouragement in their life because a lot of people out there need to cast their cares, you know. And, you know, and in different ways that you can help our podcast grow because people are out there, they feel hopeless. They don't feel love. They want a word from God. They want to know that God loves them. They want to know how to change the way that they're living. There's so many different things, and we can help with that. So by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, we're going to continue to impact many more lives, and our podcast is going to grow. We're going global. I love looking at the statistics and seeing what countries that people are listening to our podcast in. So if you want to be able to sow into our podcast ministry, we got on our website, you can go to loveandencouragement.com/donate, and you can be a part of it with us. And also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access every Wednesday to both audio and video. And we just add a new feature. You can download and listen to the audio wherever you go. You can put it on your phone, you can listen to it. It's on there for most of the episodes. We have a few more episodes to do, but go ahead and check it out. And if you want to save time and, you know, not have to go to our website every day, well, just sign up on our email list. We got a form on our website, and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday.
Awesome, Tammy. And Tammy is our technical guru who is taking care of our website, gets everything up to date. Yes. She's an amazing woman, so I'm very blessed to have her. Inviting me on this podcast, right? Getting to do it together.
I love having you. I can't do this by myself.
That's right. Praise the Lord. You know, he created us for relationship, right? And this is just another demonstration of that, of those relationships. And so as I open today, let's talk about our topic. I open today by mentioning the scripture from 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. It's so powerful. I want to say it again. And I want you, if you're at home right now, grab your Bible or your phone, your Bible app on your phone, because we're going to look at this more in depth. And, you know, I always invite you, our listeners, to do that with us. So this is what it says again. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And so the first word I see in these verses is therefore, which an old Bible teacher used to say to me, that means I need to know what the words are there for. So let's look back one verse, and you look at verse 5, and it says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. What I notice first in this verse is the word proud. So when I think about pride in this context, I think of it as a pattern of believing that I know what's best. It's a philosophy of I can do it on my own, or I don't need you to tell me what to do. I know what to do. Because if we look at this again in context, in this passage, Peter is writing to the elders of the church and the flock, which are the followers in the church, if that word sounds odd to you. They're the followers of Christ, and they had been scattered throughout Roman provinces due to persecution. So that's what's happening at the time that Peter writes this. And so Peter is charging these believers to live in humility toward one another. And so you go, why would he say that? Well, he's telling them why. Because the word says that God resists that prideful habit of living and thinking. So it can be a habit, and you may not even be aware that it's a habit. And you can talk to God about that, and he will, through the power of his Holy Spirit, and you can reveal if that's an area you need to work on. So the word goes on to say that God gives grace to the humble. And, you know, we've talked about on the podcast before that grace is God's unmerited and undeserved favor. So in order to cast my cares to the Lord, I have to start with a right heart. And I do that by releasing my I can do it myself prideful attitude. So instead, with humility and reverence, I submit myself to God. So that's where, you know, you hear people say the phrase die to self. And that may sound harsh to you. It's just saying, I'm humble, Lord, I'm coming to you. And when I do that, God provides me the all-inspiring grace that transforms my life. So when I'm approaching God with a humble heart and I'm covered by the grace he supplies through my Savior, Jesus Christ, it's at that point, so there's the then God will exalt me in due time. You know, and why can God exalt me in due time? Because I show up in humility. So it's sort of this, we've talked about this before, that almost a circular effect, right? That I have to you know, be in relationship with God and show up in a certain way. And he promises me things. He promises me things. Because it's when I trust God's mighty hand in my life that I can cast all my cares on him. So trust is a factor. So I can trust him with my cares because the word says he cares for me. Next question. How do I know he cares for me? Well, because the word says so, and because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he sent his precious son Jesus to die on the cross for me. And Christ had to die on the cross for me to pay for my sins and make a way for me to be fully reconciled to God the Father and indwelt with God as Holy Spirit. That's a lot, I know, if you're new to Christian living. Hang in, listen to the podcast. We get into this more in depth in other episodes. So I got to tell you, that is, you know, that saving, that indwelling with the whole host of heaven, you know, the heavenly strength of God inside of me is something to celebrate, you know. And I believe it's important to note that as we're looking at the scripture here, if you have your Bible open, immediately following this command to cast all your anxiety on God, all your cares on God, Peter tells the readers to be alert and sober-minded. So I was like, why is he saying that? Well, he goes on, because the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So Peter tells us to resist the devil and stand firm in the faith. Now remember, he was writing to church leaders and believers who were under tribulation. So he goes on to remind them that they could stand firm in the faith because they knew there was a family of believers throughout the world. They were scattered and they were undergoing the same kind of sufferings. So as I read his words of encouragement, I think how those words must have strengthened those believers because it reminded them that they weren't alone as followers in Christ. And, you know, I believe we need to make note of this importance word from Peter because many times, you know, I've seen this in my life and maybe you've seen it in yours. The closer we get to the Lord and the more fully we rely on him by trusting him with our cares and worries, the more the enemy tries to attack us. And you have to be ready. So if you want to be ready, you can check out our spiritual warfare episode to get more scriptures, tools, and tips in this area. But I'm going to pause here and jump in and say, Tammy, hey, what are you thinking right now?
That was a lot you said
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know. I have things I want to comment on all of them. You know, when you were talking and stuff, my spirit's like, it's so important to have fellowship with other believers so that you are not alone yes. in it. I mean, and to pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ and know that they're praying for you. You know, so if you're not in a good church, I really encourage you to find one and ask the Lord to bring a brother or a sister in Christ into your life. And he will honor that prayer. Yeah. He did it for me because I was in a bad church at one point and I left and I'm like, I don't need this. I got my Bible and God. That's enough. Yeah. And God's like, that's not enough, Tammy. He let me suffer for a little bit. And then he brought me around and he brought Christian people in my life and he fulfilled that desire in my heart. He didn't forget that that's something I desire just because I had some bad experiences with church. There are good churches out there and there are good brothers and sisters in Christ that will help lift you up in all your struggles and teach you to do the same thing. So I encourage you up with that. It was an important thing she said. And I agree with you, Heather, that the closer we stretch out our faith towards God, the more the enemy lashes out and tries to smack that hand. Don't you go close to God. He tries to smack it away, but that's why we got that shield of faith.
Yes. Amen.
That shield of faith that goes up in there. But it's true. You will sense that tension, you know, as you continue. Because what happens when you go towards God more? You're going to be a stronger voice of testifying about Amen. God to other people. And the enemy hates that. He really does. And I also like the point, Jehovah, that you put on pride. You know, I never really saw that perspective with casting your cares, you know. But it does. It ties into, like, this revelation I'm going to share with people that I had about casting my cares. But it's a point that, yeah, some people are prideful. And some people just don't, they don't know or it's a trust issue. But God does care for us. He cares for us, you know. And he doesn't want you to feel burdened over things. He wants you to trust him with every single part of your life. I mean, there's a whole there's lots of sections in the Bible where they talk about casting your care, you know, your daily bread for him. Don't worry about what you're going to wear or eat. He's got it covered. He cares about the sparrows in the sky. He cares about you more. We're made in his image. So as promised, because we're going to keep our focus today on casting your cares, you know, I want to share with you this new method that I used instructed by God on how to trust him. So here's the backstory. So it's always a story.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
So this was shortly after I stepped out in faith and stopped living in sin, you know, and I bought my own house. And when I had been sin, I was living with my fiance. We tended to get married, and God didn't want me in that relationship anymore. And so I ended that, and he provided a way for me to buy my own house. So, but as a single person buying a house, I had never, you know, I was married for 23 years and stuff. And so I'd never bought a house on my own before. This was a huge woo stepping out and stuff. And so, but the house, you know, needed a lot of repairs and some renovations. And soon I found my bank account, suffering. And my debt was rising, yeah. You know, and I was starting to feel this stress, this tension. And so one day I was outside. Sometimes I go outside just to get out of the house and talk to the Lord. And I was stressing over my problems. And the Lord spoke to me because he knew I was struggling, like, to trust God with something. It just seemed like an endless thing. Just trust me. That's an endless, open-ended thing. How can I do that? You know, even though I wanted to, it just seemed too big. And he knew it was too big. Right, because what was happening was I was about to lose $2,000 a month in my income money that was coming in that I depended upon to pay my bills, and I didn't know how I was going to make it. And I knew that deadline was coming up, and as I got closer and closer, it's like the stress and the anxiety increased, and I was struggling to cast my cares. I was going to God pleading, but I was missing this link of how to actually do it. How do you just say, here, it's yours, Lord? I'd done it in other areas of my life, but this was a particular time that God said, okay, I'm going to show you something new, Tammy. So what he asked me, you know, was surprising. He said, Tammy, I just want you to trust me for 30 days. Just cast your cares on me completely for 30 days. Can you do that? Just give me 1 month, Tammy. And this was the first month I would be without the income. So I'm thinking, okay, the Lord's asking me to do something. So I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, well, if he's asking me, surely he's going to come through, because why would he ask me to do something and watch me fall on my face? That's not our God. He's not going to do, he's not going to just watch us fail. No. So that's not who he is. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I got enough of that faith inside of me for a month. I think I can give him, what do I have to lose? Yeah. Right? I'm going to trust the Lord just for 30 days and just say, it's all you, Lord. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm just going to completely cast. I mean, and it was a complete, I felt the burden go right at the feet of him to be able to just, you know, and I did, I pledged to him. I did, it's a kind of like an agreement thing. I just pledged, said, okay, for 30 days. And spoiler alert, this book is in the making, because this was a huge... This is a huge turning point in my life when I learned to trust God in baby steps. Mm-hmm. Because we can't always go that big chunk. When you're asking God for a big thing, we feel like it takes big faith. But what did he say? The size of a mustard seed. So sometimes you have to step back and say, you know, maybe you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to finish college. Because you got two more years left. But don't think about that. You just think, how am I going to get through this semester? How am I going to get through this month? How am I going to get through this test? You know, you trust God with all these baby steps. And that's what he was teaching me. And sometimes it could be a monthly thing or a weekly thing or even a daily thing. I've had moments, right? I just got to trust you for this next hour, God. You know? And so what I did was, so I went ahead and I trusted God with that. And do you know, in the first several days of trusting him, the $1,400 that come in.
Wow.
I was like, and it was nothing that I did. It was somebody had reached out to me for an opportunity or something and a job, and the $1,400 came in. Within that first time, I was like, whew, that's most of it right there. So it's the beginning of the month. I was feeling like really encouraged in the Lord, you know, because when I was first on my own, in my own strength, $2,000 a month seemed huge. Mm-hmm. But when I cast it to God, it was like just $2,000. $2,000 is nothing to the Lord. It really is. So one of the verses that comes to my mind is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, right? According to the power that worketh within us. So what is that power that worketh within us? It's our faith. Do we believe God for that? It was too much for me to believe God just endlessly at that point. I could believe him for 30 days though. And that faith was of high value and that faith moved. So because the other thing that happened was that month, did God, you're probably asking, well, did he come through, Tammy? Yes, he came through. And not only did he come through with $2,000, but God supplied me with an extra $350.
Wow.
Yes, that is the God of more than enough. God loves it when we can reach out and trust him. But he wants you to learn to exercise that muscle of trusting him. So God does care. I repeat, God does care about you. He wants you to trust him. You know, in this episode, let me tell you, I'm going to share something first. This episode is of no coincidence in its timing. God loves me, and he loves Joe Heather, and he loves you. You know, because when Joe Heather sent me this script, and I sat down to go over it, I teared up. You know, because I have this book I'm working on. It's, you know, I haven't worked on it a little bit, but, you know, I'd already worked on this Cast Your Care book to try to teach people how to cast your care. So I had on my notes, you know, already set aside. So I said, well, I'm going to go look at some of those notes for the podcast. And it was eye-opening, my faith back then that I saw. And because what's happening right now is that I'm about ready to lose another $2,000 a month. And so what this is that my ex-husband, who I was married for 23 years, had died. And so my children had received death benefits. And so my youngest son is getting ready to graduate. And that $2,000 is going to be ending. Now, that is almost my mortgage. You know, and so, but this time, let me tell you, I've been around the rodeo a couple times, right? Yeah. I am not feeling this gut-wrenching sickness over it. I will admit, the enemy still tries to come in, peek around my shield of faith and say, how are you going to pay your mortgage? Right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You only have a few months. I don't see anything happening. Yeah. You know, I just have to cast down those thoughts, right? I have history with God. I have history with God, and God just gave me a beautiful reminder, Tammy. This is a repeat. Look where you've come from. Look how I came through before and how you learned to trust me and how much more now you're stronger in your faith now. You have more history with me. I gave you a brand new roof, Tammy. You remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. God came through, and so he comes through when I exercise my faith. And so I'm not worried as much as I have no idea. I'll be honest. I have no idea how it's going to work out. But I do know that he is the God of more than enough. And I do know that he loves me. And I do know that he wants me to trust him to provide, to be that provider. I don't have to come up with it. Now, I put my work to my hand to stuff, right? We don't sit around and watch soap operas all day.
Right? Yes.
We put our hand to things. But we trust. We rest in him. We rest in him. We've done an episode on rest. I encourage you to go watch it. So he, you know, I'm casting my cares on him. He is my Lord. He is my provider. And he's your provider too. And so, you know, I've learned how to cast my cares. I'm not saying it's going to be easy every time. We're always going to have situations where we're going to have to re-exercise that faith. And he brings back these reminders. Well, Tammy, I was there before. And look, you got through that. You're going to get through this, you know. And so what about you? You know, is trusting God with big things too big for you too soon, right? Are you worried, you know, about how you will make it through this month? I know a lot of people out there go month to month, you know. Or maybe you're worried about how you're going to make it through a medical treatment, you know. Can I suggest doing what I did, you know, trying smaller bite sizes, say, you know, I'm going to just trust you with this 30-day thing. Or I'm going to just going to trust you with this week. Or I'm going to trust you daily. Every morning, just wake up and say, phew, it's a new day, God. It's yours. Because you're going to have to get me through the day. I got this and this and this to do. And there's just not enough for me to go around. And just trust him. Start trusting him with smaller things. And break down those bigger things into smaller nuggets. Because I really think it makes it manageable for your faith. So I encourage you to cast your cares. And let your beautiful Father in heaven who loves you provide for you.
Amen.
I know. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? So I'm going to pause now. Hopefully you soak that in some. Yes. And let you know that Love and Encouragement to Live By Today is sponsored by our very Joe Heather Dotson, your Christian coach. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what if? What if? Wow. As a credentialed coach, Jo Heather provides the space for you to discover the answers you need for your work and life. Partnering with her through prayer-filled structured conversations, you will create action plans aimed at fulfilling your God-given purpose and life. You can contact her for a no-cost contact call to explore how coaching would change your business and life. And it will. It's life-changing. Yeah, and I encourage you to look at her weekly Points to Ponder videos that she puts out there. And you can find them on all your social media platforms. You know, everybody's got their favorite. Every Tuesday. It's 3 minutes. It's quick. We all got 3 minutes, right? So these little Points to Ponder come out. So that you can help improve your Christian walk and quality of your life. That's why she does it. She doesn't just do it for the heck of it, you know, because she's got extra 3 minutes to put this video out. She puts it out for you, right? She wants to lift up. She takes her time to put out something every week to help lift you up. So you can find out more about Jo Heather and her coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. And if you want to be a sponsor, you know, on this podcast, you know, on a future episode, you know, or feature your favorite ministry effort, maybe you want to fundraise for them, just contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Awesome, Tammy. Thank you so much for that. Well, guys, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 isn't the only place in Scripture that talks about casting your cares to the Lord. We read about it again in Psalm 55, 22, which says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." And this is just making me think of Tammy's story all over again. It's like, praise ye the Lord. I really love this verse because it confirms what will happen when we cast our cares on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will sustain you. And the word sustain means God will strengthen and support you physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever your needs are. And that, I hope, brings you a lot of comfort today here in Tammy's story, you know, and the way that we're sharing with you today. And this verse also says that God won't let the righteous be shaken. And you can know when He says righteous, that's you. You know, I am the righteous. You are the righteous. And you go, "Oh, Jo Heather, I'm uncomfortable when you say that." You know, I've had people tell me that. "I'm not comfortable with you saying that. I'm not a righteous person." Well, let me tell you that you can say that because of Jesus Christ. You know, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ." And you should say that too. You say it right now with me. "I am the righteousness of God in Christ." Yes. Amen. We know this because 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf. And that in Jesus, in Him, we become the righteousness of God. So it's all because of Him, for Him, by Him. But it's a gift. It's yours. And so that means I can have that title. You know, I am made acceptable to God and placed in right relationship with Him by His gracious loving kindness, you know, by Christ. And so you can claim that the righteous won't be shaken. You can claim, "I am righteous. I am God's righteousness in Christ." Don't forget that. So, you know, you might be wondering, okay, Tammy's giving you some great ideas about how to trust the Lord for 30 days. Give it a time frame. Give it chunks. I think that's awesome. And so you might be going, okay, well, is there more to this? Is there more to the way to do it? And I want to give you an exercise that I promised at the top of the show. And if you'd like, you can also visit my website. Tammy mentioned it earlier, yourchristiancoach.net. And if you click on the resources tab, you can actually get access to download just a one-page sheet. It's free, just to walk you through this experience and this exercise. Now, you don't have to do all that. You can also just grab a sheet of paper right now and a pen while you're listening today. And I'm going to give you 3 questions to consider. So I want you to jot these down, and I want you to take some time to think through your answers. Pause the show, you know, as you need to write it down, but come back and listen to the rest because we've got more to share with you. So here's the first question. Number one, what would it feel like to be anxious for nothing? Number two, what might happen if you experienced the peace of God? Number three, what is possible if you choose to cast all your cares on the Lord? So you've written those three questions down. And I hope you still have some white space on the bottom of your sheet. If you don't, grab another sheet of paper. And I want you, as you pause the show, to write down words or phrases that represent all your cares. And I mean all your cares. And maybe as Tammy said, think of them in the 30-day chunk. Maybe that's what's going to work for you. Maybe you're thinking about it for the next week. I don't know. But you jot them down. The Lord's going to lead you in this. If you're an artistic person, you could sketch them out. Sketch out little pictures of what your cares are. Whatever works for you, the Lord is going to lead you in this experience if you let Him. So when you're ready and you've completed all of it, you got to put it all down there. You get to either tear this off of your notes page or take the separate page, and you're going to cast it away from you. And I mean, literally cast it away. And this is symbolic of casting them to the Lord. Okay. And for you, it might be crumpling up the paper and casting it in the wastebasket. I don't want you to think you're throwing it away, but it's symbolic, right? I'm giving it to the Lord. I don't have to carry it anymore. Sometimes I've had people, you know, burn these notes. Sometimes I've had people seal them up in an envelope and tuck them away in a safe place. You know, just tuck them away on a bookshelf, in a little treasure box, whatever. And if you make note of the date that you do the exercise, and maybe like Tammy said, all right, God told her 30 days, you know, make a note. And the reason you write this down is so that you can check back, right, and to celebrate what God has done. Okay. And during those 30 days or week or whatever time you're led to, when your thoughts start to drift back into kind of this worry state over these cares, meditate on Romans 12, 2. Renew your mind by reminding yourself that God's got your cares. You don't have to carry them during this time frame. He's taking good care of them because why? He cares for you. So as you close out the exercise, you know, maybe it's going to help you to meditate on Philippians 4, 6, and 7. We've shared this verse a lot in the podcast because we're about love and encouragement. And so this reminds you, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, regards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So I'd like for us to commit to be anxious for nothing and filled with the peace of God. I want more of that, and I hope you do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. Boy, a lot of good stuff here. This is a packful, like, this is almost like a lesson plan episode.
Yes.
It's true. Because I'm gonna hit back a little bit of what she was talking about, because the verse that she mentioned was huge. It was a huge turning point for me. I think I tried to say that verse every day, you know, so that, you know, I want to dive a little bit deeper into it so you can help apply it to your life and help those that are listening in today. So I'm going to repeat it. She talked about Psalms 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. This is the King James Version. Never suffer the righteous to be moved. And the NIV says he will never let the righteous fall. So I have those both there because I like looking at to be moved. You be moved by something. You have something shake you, you know, or fall. I mean, we feel like we're falling sometimes, you know. So I want to, you know, she mentioned a lot of deep things that we're on the same page with this. We really are. This is a key verse today for you. So whenever my mind back to, you know, when I was going through all these trying to trust the Lord, it's an onion. It's a lifetime thing of trusting the Lord completely. You know, whenever my mind would start to think of things, you know, that it shouldn't, or I would get that clenchy anxiety, you know, the symptoms, the clenchy anxiety inside, you know, I would stand on this verse. You know, I would cast those thoughts away, and I would cast the burdens upon the Lord. And I would repeat it over and over and over again, that he shall sustain me. He shall sustain me. So notice how it is worded, okay, that I cast my burden where? Mm-hmm. Onto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he shall sustain me. Meaning, you know, you do this, you cast your cares. And what does God do? If you do that, and God will do this, what? Sustain you, right? It's written like an agreement clause. You ever think about that that way? So it's almost like this is the realization that God was, the Holy Spirit was, you know, teaching me back in those days, is that he can't sustain me if I'm not casting my burdens on him. Why is that? Because I'm the one sustaining myself. You know, this really opened my eyes to kind of see this promise, you know, the way and look at it and really grasp what it means. You know, it's like God is shouting at me, Tammy, let go and just give it to me so I can sustain you. You cry out to me to supply all your needs and then you keep worrying because you're just sustaining is staying in your hands. It's like you got it clenched in here. I'm so worried. God, take it from me. He's like, well, open up your hand. Open your hand and give it to me. I can't get it. You got it clenched in there so tight, Tammy. You know, because casting, you know, my burdens on the Lord is not saying, okay, God, here's a situation I need your help with, and then I'll stress over it. That is not what this verse is about. And I think we stumble. We stumble in that. We cast it, and then we just worry. That's not casting. Because guess what? Here's a spoiler alert. If you're stressed about something and still worried about it, you didn't cast.
Yes. So true.
You didn't cast. You didn't give it to him. If you're still worried about it, you still own it, right? So God is waiting for you to give it to him so he can step in and sustain you. So I'm going to give you some words here. Joe Heather talked about some definitions here. And when I was working on the book for this about cast the 30-day, I looked up a lot of these definitions and really tried to study them because I really wanted to get to the heart of things. So the word cast means to toss with force. Or to let fall away like an anchor. These are visuals. Think about these things. Let fall away like an anchor to discard. She was talking about throwing it in the trash can. Mm. Discarded. Why? Why? Get this visual to sink into you. Because when you cast, you no longer have it. It's not yours anymore. Right? You have to let it go. You have to toss it away. Let it fall from your grasp and discard it. That's what it means to cast. Right? So then I looked up the word sustain. I know you had talked about this too. You know, get some insight. Words are powerful. You know, as to what God is doing when he sustains me. And this is beautiful. You're going to love this. So the word sustain means to bear, to uphold, to support as a foundation sustains the superstructure, to hold, to keep from falling as a rope sustains a weight, to support, to keep from sinking, to maintain, to keep alive, to support, to subsist as provisions to sustain a family or an army. Isn't that beautiful? So basically what this is saying is when God says he will sustain you, because we don't use that word a lot, he is saying he will bear it for you. He will uphold you. He will support you. And he will keep you from falling. Amen. Don't you want that?
Yes.
Amen. Right. So, and then I want to go back, and if you really go, we're going to do it in this podcast, but I encourage you to go back, and we're talking about Psalms 55 here, right? So if you read the whole psalm, you got this one little nugget in here, but you read the whole psalm, David is in anguish. He's angry. He's got tears of death, horrors of things in his life overwhelm him. He's distraught. And he's crying out to God. It's his whole list of complaints. His whole list of complaints about how awful things are. That sounds like us, doesn't it? How awful things are. God. You know, and then he gets to that verse when he casts his cares confident. He cast it, what? Confidently. That God will sustain him. But then what does he do? He closes that whole psalm by saying that he trusts God. So it's really encouraging to look at that because this is a picture of our circumstances today. We worry, we're consumed with all kinds of stuff, sickness, family concerns, work issues, financial burdens, and on and on and on. The list is very quite long, you know. But if David, in all of his circumstances, could cast his cares on the Lord, and trust God to sustain him and really trust the Lord in the end. And so can we. So can we. So we're getting ready to close here. But before we do, I wanted to leave you with a note more about exercises. I told you this is like an episode on being able to really get some value out of things today. So I want to give you a simple exercise too. So you got multiple things to do in between the next episode. And this one helped me a great deal. It's really about my thinking. We talked about the mind of Christ and how we've had three different episodes on that. We got to change our thinking, right? And we also got to change our speaking.
Yeah.
Not just what we think, but what we say about things. You know, seeing God as my source for everything helped me to look to the Almighty God to supply all my needs. But when I cast my burden, I'm not looking to me to supply. Because what it said, God said, I just read that list of what it means when somebody sustains you. He's doing that instead of me. right? So try thinking of it this way. I'll give you some example exercises. And you could take and you can write your own down or catch yourself when you say stuff. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then reword it. So here are some examples. How am I going to do this? Reword that. God, how are you going to do this? How about another one? How am I going to get this done? You change your thinking and your wording and say, God, how are you going to get this done for me? All right. Here's another one. How am I going to rise above my circumstances? This is something I say all the time. I still say it sometimes. I got to rise above my circumstances, right? But you change it and you say, God, I am believing you to rise me above my circumstances. It's not on me. You, Lord, you rise me above my circumstances. Here's another one. How am I going to make ends meet? You ever say that? Change it and say, God, how are you going to not just make my ends meet, but supply me with an abundance so I can bless others, right? And I give you one more before I pass it back to Joe Heather. How am I going to have an abundance for every good work? Right? That's the question. But no, we go back and we change it around. We say, God, I trust you to supply an abundance for every good work you call me to do.
Amen. Tammy, those are amazing. Amazing. If you guys didn't get them down, write them down. Back this up and listen again, because those are powerful ways to capture your thoughts, to renew your mind, to put your eyes on Jesus, because that's what we're here. We're here to encourage you to know that the Lord loves you and he's with you. He's for you. He's not against you. He cares for you. And so, you know, I just really pray that today's episode has got you thinking about how do you cast your cares on the Lord. You know, I promise, and we've said this throughout the whole episode, his shoulders are big enough to carry all your cares. I mean, he's got some big shoulders. And he can carry them all. He can carry them all. So we've given you a lot to think about. You know, I usually leave you with a final question that you can meditate on, that is going to help you think about casting your cares this week, resisting the urge to reel them back in, like fishing, right? Casting it out. Oh, I got to reel it back in, because Tammy talked about that. You know, you have that tendency. I got to grab it back. And I love what she said, you know, when the Lord said, just open your hand, Tammy. I can't take it back. I mean, I'll open your hand. You know, I mean, that's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. So the question is that you may want to ask yourself, if you're led to, is, you know, how can you humble yourself and just pour out all those worries, fears, and stress and trust that God will take care of you? Thank you for listening and taking time to join us. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And if you want to be a sponsor of one of those episodes, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.